Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Today's weather brought to you by Spot Hero, and it is going to be partly sunny. There may be some showers west of 495 this afternoon. That's what they're talking about. But in general, a pretty nice day. Muggy and hot and humid, all that stuff. Temperature 82 for a high. Right now it is 75 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code WHEEL for $10 off Spot Hero, park smarter. I mentioned this earlier during the 6 o'clock hour, maybe it was the 7 o'clock hour, but I just want to thank those of you who went to any paper store location last week and donated for the Greg Hill Foundation and our fundraiser for the family of Weymouth police officer Michael Chesna, or I should say sergeant, since he was promoted posthumously. I was able to pick up a check yesterday from all of your donations from the paper store, and it was for over $40,000. So
good on you, people, man.
It's just amazing to me how generous you are. And I mentioned earlier that we will be writing a check to that family for $175,000, which is absolutely extraordinary. So you've done it again. I don't know how you do it, but every time we ask, you help, and you renew, I think, everybody's faith in human beings when you do this.
America.
It really is, it's amazing. So, all in all, add in that $40,000 to what you donated online last week and to, some real generous donations from people who listen to the show and partners of ours. And, it's $175,000, which is great. And I noticed that, on Friday when I was taking a rare vacation day, that a discussion that we had had on Thursday when the governor was here about changing the name of the Four River Bridge,
yes,
was acknowledged by the elected official down there in that district as something that he was going to try to get done before this legislative session ends, which is July 31st.
Excellent.
So we should try to follow up with him. I don't know. I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Was it Patrick
O'Connor?
O'Connor?
Yeah.
And so he was going to, he tweeted back at somebody who had tweeted at me about it, and he was going to speak with the family and then speak with the officials in
Weymouth.
That's
awesome. Awesome.
And I think it's a real worthy thing to advocate for. I think that you know, it's the way it goes here in Massachusetts. People may still call it the Four River Bridge, like they still call the Xfinity Center Great Woods, or the Garden is still the Garden.
Even when it was the Fleet Center.
I do think that for the Four River Bridge to be, from this point forward, the Sergeant Michael Chesna Bridge would be extremely worthy and an appropriate thing to work on. So, if you happen to live in that area, you should contact the representative and tell him that that is something that you are in favor of. Let's see. Here's a... Can I just address something?
Go ahead.
I already know, and it gives me a headache.
I'm going
to isolate
that.
We have to do it so
sound.
Many times.
Do you not want me to, or do you want me to address this 508 text? Because
please do it in a nice tone.
What is the reason for that tone of that text right there?
The woman that's a question,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What is it that, I don't like to read into what people do, but I've been reading into some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, what is the vitriol about? So I'll read this 508 text verbatim. It says, the elderly woman's getting half, right? So, as I have said
many times.
8 billion times, Vera Adams, who is the woman who was executed by that scumbag,
mm-hmm.
is a widow.
Mm-hmm.
Has no children.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a long time for the authorities to reach out to her extended family.
Right.
Her extended family, of which the foundation has been dealing with, is her second cousin.
Yeah.
Her second cousin has stated that when it comes to any kind of funeral arrangements, they would not wish for that to be donated by any foundation.
Right.
What they would wish for is that donations are made to the library
mm-hmm.
in Weymouth.
Yeah.
And to the police department and to the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had, I believe she has a relative on the police department.
Okay.
Yes.
And so those are her wishes. Now, I suspect that there are people who, when they are texting in about this, have some sort of other issue. That is what I'm suspecting. I will choose out of common decency to not guess at what that issue is.
Yeah.
But I think in the case of the money that was raised, $175,000 of it, there is a 4 and a 9-year-old who will never, ever, ever see their father again.
Yeah.
And will not be able to rely on their father's salary as a police officer to support their family. So,
and
who
knows not
if,
the same.
If it were up to me,
mm-hmm.
I would guess that most people want the majority of the money they gave to go to those kids.
Right.
I would guess. That's just my guess.
Right.
So, but
and his wife may have not even worked.
Yeah.
Right,
yes.
Yeah,
and will now
what,
have
correct.
To work.
The situation was right.
Correct. Correct. So,
I'll be you
to
on a hug,
answer.
Bud?
No, it's not Lyndon Cryers.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, these people
yeah.
just take stop and take 2 seconds, you know? Think about it.
Well, they don't want to do that. They want to go, oh, why is that? Well, how much money is it? Where is the money going? Anyway, I mean, honestly.
774 texture makes a great point. You want to criticize where the money's going, but you don't know the woman's name.
Is that the people are not, they don't know the name? They're like, they have no idea.
How about
right?
that woman?
How about that woman?
Okay.
Yeah. So I hopefully that will answer that question.
If it were two situations that were comparable, then likely the foundation would have split the money or figured out a way to do it equally. The need is not the same.
I think it's Greg Hill's foundation. Well, it's called the GregHillFoundation.org.
Yeah.
He and his people that run the foundation can dictate where any of
yeah.
the money raised goes. And for
I'm
the record,
always going to err
kudos.
On the side when there are children involved,
mm-hmm.
then I'm always going to err on the right. side of the kids. I think that, I mean, isn't that just like
that's
common
right.
sense?
She didn't. The reason why it took so long to identify Vera Adams was because they couldn't find next of kin. But she
right.
doesn't have a lot of family around. Mm-hmm. So that. The money is likely going to be redistributed to charities she would have wanted to benefit anyway, like you said, the library and police, fire, you know, whatever. So they're working through it. It's not like, you know, the people at Greg's foundation are rubbing their hands together like, mwah, mwah, we're going to give all the money to one person and screw that lady.
Screw that old lady.
You know, I mean,
It's nonsense.
It's considered. It's, you know, it's not just Greg in his panic room counting out 20s and hundreds. It's there's an entire board that you know, evaluates the requests that come into the foundation, and there are a lot of stellar, very charitable, fair people that are on his board.
Shoot me a tweet when your foundation donates out. It's over $2 million. And then we'll have a chat on where.
Joining us now on the Framingham Ford studio line, it is Derek the Steelers fan. Hello, hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening?
Not much. You know, the only thing that infuriates me more than when, you know, people start questioning how you operate your foundation is, you know, the perpetuation of the lie that, you know, Pretty's like this great guy who cares about people. Okay? First of all, half these people that are texting in, notice they didn't call in to call you out.
No,
that's number one.
No.
Number two, I mean, I wish I could donate every time you guys do something on the on air. But I obviously I can't. I do as many times as I can. And, you know, for somebody to call out somebody else doing something good for people with zero knowledge, it's a joke. It's the society we live in where people want to, you know, I can text this person and dump them, or I can tweet at this person and call them a loser. But when you get in a room or you get into a conversation, you melt. And it's funny. But then again, it really, it's kind of sad that people got to, you know, call you out. And if anybody had any information, first of all, the woman's sister-in-law was on, I don't know, the news. Like, wake up, people. Turn on the news. And she came right out and said that she would not want attention. She would want everything to be focused on the fallen officer.
Yes.
And that's her wishes. She lived alone. Her husband died almost 20 years ago. She has no kids, but these people want to, you know, call you out for rape. These kids are not going to have the dad, like you said. So, yeah, I'd like their house to be paid for. I'd like them to be able to not worry about college. And if that makes you and me a bad person and, you know, we're racist and we only raise money for cops, then so be it.
Well, here's a
617. Yes, so Derek. Bad.
Here's a 617 text that says, that's BS, Greg. And you know it. Those kids and the wife will survive on a pension. Vera's family has nothing.
So what do you? So do you want? Do you want $75,000 to go to an 80-year-old second cousin? You don't think people would go nuts about that? Get out of here.
The sad fact is if, and I believe it was, you know, the police chief who eloquently said, you know, had Officer Chesna acted first, we would have been holding a protest, not a vigil.
And
that's what the sad, sad thing is this scumbag did this to not just the officer, but his family. And now this idiot who just texted you has probably never called the show, probably never donated to your charity, much less any other charity. It disgusts me.
I'll tell you what, when you look at 175 grand, that's not even one of those child's educations. And by the time
they're
they
four
get
and, nine.
And by the time they get to college, it's going to be $300,000 to go to school for 4 years. So,
but what do they need, Hill Dog? What do they
need? Them.
Because you're not, you know, on the street corner handing, you know, hundreds out to people. You're a loser. It's disgusting.
Derek, are you disturbed with the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo thought he was better than Tom Brady while he was playing?
You know, the more I hear of this kid, the more I love him. I love this kid. You know, what a stud. And not to mention, he's, you know, yeah, I'm out with a porn star. What are you going to do about it?
Right. I know, right?
I love it.
Yeah.
I just got a $150 million contract. I'm going to go out and smash whatever I want. And there's nothing anybody can say or do about it. It's refreshing. He's not fake.
Yeah.
You know, Mister, I'm going to make more time for family. Yet he's running around all over the country with anybody but his kids. But that's why he missed OTAs, right, LB? Be close to the family.
Go Steelers,
Derek. Thank
Go
you.
Steelers.
Thank you, Derek. There's Derek, the Steelers fan. This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up? What's up, Mike?
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. So I love these keyboard heroes. It's really disgusting that these people feel like they can sort of dictate, you know, what you do and don't do with your foundation, Greg. And, you know, I'm going to pull an LB here, but where's their charity foundation? Who have they given money to?
Well, you know, I'm fortunate because I'm on the radio, so I have the opportunity to be able to talk about it on this show, and not everybody can do that. So I just I think it's rooted in many cases, it's rooted in an attitude that exists in this country with regard to law enforcement. I'm just gonna say it. So it's like people who I've heard say or have texted in saying that when you're a law enforcement officer, you assume some risk of having this happen to you.
So your family is SOL?
As if we shouldn't get upset about it,
right.
Or if it's as if it's just normal
right.
course of action.
Yeah, so if somebody signs up for the military and they go overseas and they die for your freedom, nah, screw their family. They knew what they were getting into. F you.
People say that, though.
I know
people,
they do. It sucks.
You've seen it. You've seen it on the text
constantly.
Line. And you read comments about it
it's
online.
Gross. You know what? Great. Where, hopefully no one signs up to be a cop or a firefighter, and then the purge will happen, and your effing house will burn down,
right.
And when you're sitting in a corner crying because you want all the guns banned, no, poor me.
Oh, it's so hot when you get like that. It really is. Go, keep going.
I can't.
No,
it's just,
no.
Everybody went point the fingers. Oh, yeah, I bet you gave $20 to Bono's foundation where 1% went back to nobody. At least Greg's foundation, 100% of what you donate goes to the family.
That is true.
You know what? When the criticism is justified, if you want to take up an issue that is legit, I have no problem with that. When it's something that we've gone over many, many times and people are trying to do good and you're someone who hasn't contributed and then you go and text back and say, well, I don't have any money. I live paycheck to paycheck. Okay. Could you volunteer? There are plenty of other ways in which you could give back in your community. And I guarantee you aren't doing jackass. All you want to do is text in and be a keyboard hero and criticize everybody else because you think you can do it better.
Look at that text. 603 text. They sign up for their ego.
F you! They sign up for their ego.
Shut up.
I drove by a cop the other day on a detail. He was probably making $100 an hour. He was in the cruiser texting. Good, then go sign up. Go take the exam. Mm-hmm. Go to the academy and become a cop.
How many of the officers, here's a text, how many of the officers from Troop E donated their stolen overtime money?
What does that have to do with it?
Because
there were bad cops, so
were...
Chesna's family doesn't deserve to have his kids taken care of because some lunatic 20-year-old scumbag clobbered the guy with a rock and shot him in cold blood? Jesus.
I know. Christ. Oh, I know. But it's nuts.
All cops
but
suck.
Right?
If you're a cop, you suck.
Yeah.
You're a firefighter, you suck. Yeah. Public servant, military. You probably signed up for the military for the free college education. You don't even care about the country.
But as soon as somebody is, if they hear a noise outside.
Oh, yeah. 911.
911.
You know, I'm going on Yelp. The cops didn't show up fast enough. Shut up. My taxes pay your salary.
I told my boss I don't want my overtime.
Right. Yeah. You know what? There are good and bad people in every profession. There are bad cops. There are bad firefighters. There are bad people in the military. There are bad accountants. There are bad lawyers. There are bad presidents. Not speaking about the current one specifically. But you cannot punish the good people who are trying to do the right thing because someone else is a dickhead. It's not right.
Yeah.
You're going to sit there and tell me because some troopers put in for overtime that they didn't work and now they're being dealt with that a slain officer's family does not deserve to have, you're going to tell, you go to Cindy Chesna's house. Go to Officer Tarantino's wife's house. Go see Risa Clardy. Tell them they don't deserve money because their husband signed up for it. Go. See how that works out.
Well,
see
no,
how
they,
you
they
feel,
would never
tough guy.
Do, they were not,
right.
They're not
no, but you're
going
to text
that.
Into a radio
no,
show and criticize a guy that. Who rallies a bunch of people to donate and be a tough guy. Shut up.
Some of these texters are so turned on right now.
Oh, they did just, you have to?
They're texting.
Really?
Look at that 774 texter.
Oh, really, buddy?
He's got a throbber, he
Come
says.
Come on.
They said the guy is, they, when you get angry.
603 texter, whoever said they didn't deserve money, come sit behind this text line every time we have this conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Plenty of people.
No.
Plenty, they comment about it on Facebook. Go on any of the news sites.
Well,
go on NBC 10. Go on my Fox Boss, Boston 25. Look at the comments under the articles. It's disgusting.
Well, look at the person who said, "Are you sure you're not participating in nationalism like they did in Germany?"
No,
because you would support
I support
a lot,
public servants. Like,
yes.
Come on, what are you kidding me?
Well, you support somebody who's willing to give their life up for you, but you know they signed up.
Yeah, because I'm too much of a chicken ass to do it.
I'm not going to go become a cop. I'm not
signing up to go overseas in the military. I have tremendous respect for people that do.
Just do me a favor. Disconnect the 911 buttons.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. It's fine. Just go sit in your house and close the windows. You're totally fine. Everything's fine. It's great.
Is Greg a nationalist because he supported that guy who was trying to help out his neighbors and a tree branch fell on him?
Yes, that's nationalism. Helping your neighbors is the nationalism. Yeah. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up? What's going on, Mike?
Not much. I just wanted to comment on this. I mean, it drives me up the wall. I try to, like, block it out as much as I can, but it just gets to you from every angle. It's like these people, they pick and choose who they're going to back up, who they're going to support, who they're going to, you know, be bleeding hearts for. They'll sit here and talk about how, you know, well, the cops made a choice to you know, put themselves in that position and it's not our responsibility. But at the same time, it's like they'll say the exact opposite about a gangbanger that gets shot by cops while he was resisting arrest. They'll sit there and with their little pickets and they'll do their little marches for somebody like Michael Brown, who was resisting arrest to the point that the cop had to shoot him, and they start riots over this stuff to back up Michael Brown, who was a criminal. But they're gonna sit here and condemn people that want to help out the family of a cop, of the family that supported their husband and father to go do something for the rest of the community to protect the rest of us. They're gonna condemn that. That's how insane these people are. They should all be locked up in a rubber room.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
Do we still have rubber rooms?
We probably do. I just don't think you can refer to them as rubber rooms.
Some people do, but not for the reasons you think.
Oh.
Hey, the single greatest bartender at Fenway Park, my good friend John.
Yeah.
From the EMC Club is on the phone right now. Hello, John.
Hi, Greg. How are you today?
How are you, buddy?
Johnny.
Good, thank you. Hey, LB. Hi, Danielle. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hey.
Concert the other night was awesome. That was the first thing I wanted to say.
It was a great concert. It was nice to see you guys. Please tell everybody that I did go out into the concert area and actually watch some of the Foo Fighters.
He did.
Yes. All right, good.
Yes, he did. Yes. Very much so. He did not have anything to drink. He was sober as a judge.
Sober as a judge. You know, in Massachusetts, that's not saying much, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
The reason why I called, Greg, is I want to say the community, you guys made that donation last week to the family, the Chesa family. And this community, I can't believe how it came together. I've been here 58 years. And to think it takes an act of this random, I don't even know, I can't swear, so I'm not going to, but to make this community come together the way it did. I mean, to get behind and just the police that covered for us, the EMTs, everybody, it was just unbelievable, Greg. The ceremony they did for him within 24 hours at the stadium there in Weymouth at high school was unbelievable.
You're a lifelong Weymouth resident, and I will say I would echo what you're saying, which is that community really came together like not a lot of others might have been able to. It was amazing what Weymouth did. Amazing what Weymouth did.
It was amazing. Your whole crew, what you guys do in that little time to raise that kind of money was just unbelievable. It was just crazy, but I just wanted to call and say thanks, and I just you know, you guys just are awesome.
All right, vodka soda, close it, John. All right, that's it.
Vodka soda.
Not again.
Close it, lemon. Yeah, you guys have a great day.
All right.
You too, Johnny.
Thank you. All right. We definitely have to get to the rest of today's news coming up.
Okay.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
There's
as long as I shut the text line down.
Well, these texters who are male are driving with covered wagons over here because they get
lady boners happening too, guy.
Come on.
Oh, no, there was
I'm appealing to both sides.
What, did you hear that woman who said she texted? You see that text where she said, I'm a woman, and I get, when Danielle gets feisty, I get so turned on. I mean, that's amazing. All right, we'll be right back. Do you think, let me ask you, I'll say specifically about this Friday.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Do you think that at 7 a.m. on Friday, I want to be sitting on the beach in Ocean Park, having a cup of coffee, reading a book.
Do you see this?
Why are you flipping me off?
Yeah.
Or do you think I'd rather be in here? I'd rather be getting up at 4. Rolling in here, rolling on in here, and talking with you people. But I have to burn some vacation.
We can arrange that.
What do you mean?
We'll go sit up at the beach.
Yeah. Just give us the keys.
Well, LB, you can sit in the car in the parking lot because you can't walk on the sand anywhere with your hip.
Right.
But you can come in. That'd
do you have a property manager in Maine other than Mrs. Hill?
I don't have a...
Do you have a liaison?
You mean a caretaker?
Yeah.
Like an elderly caretaker like Scooby-Doo?
Oh, is there a binder in the drawer next to the dishwasher with the Wi-Fi password and local takeout menus to various hotspots in the area?
He's up there on Fridays painting the house, fixing the railings, staining the deck.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the meddling kids, everything would have been A-OK. Hidden Boston was taking photos right across the street and putting them on their Instagram yesterday.
What?
From Ocean Park.
Maria?
Yeah.
Hidden Ocean Park?
Creeps.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody's got to go on vacation.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not really Ocean Park is in hidden Boston. It's more like hidden New England.
Yeah, but that's they can go outside there.
Somebody's sounding a little exclusive.
Not
here.
At all.
What are they doing in Ocean Park?
No.
Who's taking pictures?
Not at all.
Where was the constable?
I'm concerned about the temperature at 5K time on Friday night. It's looking like it's going to be 88 degrees on Friday.
And moist and dry? Is it a dry heat?
I think it's going to be, unfortunately, a humid heat that does not lead to success when elite runners are trying to set a PR or a PB or whatever you prefer to call it.
Ooh. Grab an orange wedge and a water. You'll be all right.
When you call it a PB, there's a J after it.
Let's see. Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, as Hans Gruber said, you'll be sitting on a beach earning 20%. Yes.
Greg actually earns more than that.
Excellent reference.
Hans Gruber did say that, right?
Yes.
Agent to the stars, Aaron Sells negotiated.
What's this? And then cash $70,000 check from Howl at the Moon, Philly.
Right.
Keep it.
Yeah. What should I do with this? Shred it.
Speaking of film.
Yes.
Tom Cruise has spoken a little bit more about the movie sequel that everybody wants to see. Of course, Top Gun 2 is coming.
Can't wait to see those droopy bodies playing volleyball.
Who was he on with?
He was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
All right, let's take a listen.
Is it happening? Is Top Gun is a sequel? Is it
that
happening?
That was day one.
It was day one.
Yes. That was day one of filming. We're shooting.
You're doing that. That's going to be the greatest.
It took me 33 years to figure out the sequel. I'm a little slow. Sometimes I figure
really
it out.
Really took your time on that one. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I'm a little slow. And I couldn't believe it. It's amazing that we're doing it. It's actually.
And Val's coming back?
Yeah, Val. And we got Jerry Bruckheimer's producing it. He's amazing.
That's what you gotta do, see? Yeah.
Probably took 23 years for the Scientology elders to approve the script so that Tom could do it.
Right.
That's what he means. Mm-hmm. He has to run everything by Mitchkovich, whatever.
Mitchkovich or whatever.
He has
and Zenu.
Yeah,
I gotta consult with Zenu.
He has script approval on what Tom does or doesn't do, probably. But that movie will do well, I think.
Oh yeah,
are you kidding me?
A nostalgia,
just off the Die Hards, you know.
And Val's coming back.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's the reason why when people see LB out wearing his, whatever he's wearing, it's nostalgia. You know, people
I love you, man. I was a huge fan.
They're brought back to the 80s when he has his shorts on. And
well, that's where he is periodically.
It's so. It's nostalgia.
It's not my fault that I was a very successful and popular Bruin.
What?
Now...
Two truths and a lie. Let's play that game.
This texter is correct.
Yes.
What is it with Tom Cruise where he is not aged at all? He's in his upper 50s, I believe.
Yeah.
Which is shocking.
Yeah. Well, when you're being groomed to run the Church of Scientology, they have all their best aliens working on the aging process.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's 56.
He's 56 years old. Doesn't look a day over 42 or 43, I would say.
But he keeps in shape, though, right?
Yeah, he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke.
Yeah, he doesn't do any of
that crap. Works out like if he got a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Probably gets, you know, the really, really, really good plastic surgery. Yeah.
Actual alien.
You know, like the soap people. The people that are on the soaps, Days of Our Lives.
Do you think he's
look exactly the same as they did in 85?
Do you think he's had work done?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah. But I think it's probably the best of the best.
I think it's what you're saying. If you have a personal chef and a trainer,
nutritionist,
and all those things, then you're going to look different than the rest of us do.
That's why TB's going to look, 32 forever.
It's like when you only have to work 4 days a week, you end up looking a little better than the rest of the people you work with.
I don't know about that guy.
It was just 1 month in the summer. It was just 4 days.
But look at me. I look like I'm 30.
You know what the problem is? All the other celebrities fell victim to LB when he's like, don't bring an umbrella to the beach, and then they just got sunburned, and it was all the sun damage. Because screw that nonsense.
Now, this is a developing story from the WAAF phone traffic force.
Oh.
Apparently, somebody, an 857 texter, just witnessed a tractor trailer getting stuck in the Sumner Tunnel.
No.
Literally,
nice.
Literally stuck.
Really?
Can you look that up and see if that is developing?
I don't see anything at the moment on the Twitters, so I'm going to wait and monitor that.
All right.
By the way, the two-lane thing going into, the three lanes going into one lane into the Sumner Tunnel thing, I get it. The whole old toll booth thing still hasn't been fixed yet. It's a nightmare down there.
Well, why don't they fix it? What
ask somebody in this. I don't know. I don't know where they are in that process of fixing the traffic patterns in that area. But you come down 1A, so you take the Sumner exit off 1A, then you get two lanes coming from the airport.
Like for instance, if you're coming from Reno's.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Well, Reno's, you take the local one.
They can't fit through the tunnel.
So then the right lane goes local, and now they put up the little, traffic divider thingy. So you can't, you always have the idiots that are going to cut over at the last second and they block traffic. But unless it's peak traffic times, the left lane is blocked and they divert everything into the middle lane. It's BANANAS.
Mm.
I'm sure there's a reason for it. I just don't know.
There must be.
That's why I take Todd.
Well, anyway, you'll try to see if you can stay on top of that story.
I will try. Okay. I will keep an eye on the alleged Sumner Tunnel situation.
Okay.
Now, important question for you, Greg.
Yes.
Is hiking the Appalachian Trail on your bucket list?
Yes, that's a big one.
You're going to go out for 4 months and set up a lean-to?
Yeah, that's a big one on my bucket list is hiking the Appalachian Trail. Why do you ask?
See the woman who had to be rescued not once but twice from the Appalachian Trail?
I did see this story. Now, this is unfortunate because, as we have discussed on this show, people head out on some adventurous hikes.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, others have to put themselves at risk to go rescue you.
Mm-hmm.
This particular woman had to be rescued from the Appalachian Trail twice.
Mm-hmm.
In the space of about a week or so.
Yeah, a little over a week. The first time she called for assistance was July 5th.
Yeah,
she fell ill.
Well, I thought her mascara had fallen out of her designer bag.
It did. And it was the Dior Lash show. One,
I mean,
the Dior show, so very expensive.
She had misplaced her Louis backpack.
Yes.
And
her Louis canteen.
Yes. So she, what happened? She twisted her ankle
or she
fell ill.
She fell ill the first time on July 5th.
She eat a bad berry or something?
Probably. Wrong mushroom.
Yes. Okay.
Didn't bring the field guide
bad
to identifying
squirrel.
Fungi.
Yes.
And then Tuesday, she made a distress call. She's 21, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. Made a distress call that she had a severe illness and needed immediate medical attention. Now, rescuers arrived about 3 hours later and had to carry her partially down the trail. I'm hoping she doesn't continue.
Yeah. Continue trying it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think she's, maybe she's not trail worthy yet at 21. Maybe she should wait a little while.
Actually, that's kind of ridiculous because, so I follow Elise Sprottingham, who's Raw Alignment. And I don't know if you saw, like, she went to Appalachia and she like laid out in her YouTube videos, like everything you needed to know about like hiking the trail. And I was like, this is amazing. First of all, so she had like, I was like, you should have the Like to Know It so I could screenshot and you can tag all your brands and have affiliate links. Cause why are you not making money if you're going to hike the Appalachian Trail, first of all? But second of all, like I totally had the appropriate, you know, really cute cargo shorts and not like guy cargo shorts. These are like tailored
ones.
You
had like some really nice outfit that you were wearing.
Well, I did, but I also brought my Lululemons to change into my Align pants, my Align crop.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And then I've read online like how preppers work and like MREs and stuff. And I was totally ready to collect rainwater from the trail. But the problem is when you wear Louboutins on a surface like that, you're just aerating the ground.
Do you think... This texter says if it's two times, she should foot the bill for the rescue.
Agreed.
This right. Go-around.
At least for the second time.
Do you think?
Yes, second time.
Yeah.
Should be like an Appalachian Trail tax where you just pay it at the beginning, and if you don't have to use them, great, but that just goes toward all the rescue funding.
She probably didn't know it got so hot out here.
It is so weltering. Like, at least... Maybe they should put in, like, misters. Do they have misters at Lanondi? Maybe they should install those. Does, like, the Park Service have any kind of endowment from the president? I know he hates the environment, but maybe he could, like, install something for people.
Excuse me, ranger guy.
Are you a ranger? Oh, my God, look at that. That guy that's 1,500 yards ahead of us. Look, he just tagged himself on Instagram, and now I have his account. Hold on, I'm going to take a selfie with him in the background and tag him. He's going to be so freaked out. Watch.
That thing goes all the way from Appalachia.
From Georgia.
All the way to Maine, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of my big goals when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
And now you disc golf.
That's right. Which is much easier.
Wait, that was one of your goals?
Oh, yeah. I was like, me and some buddies, we're going to hike the Appalachian Trail, and it's going to, you know, we're going to.
And then you just got stoned.
No, actually, I got a job.
Oh, you got a job, yeah.
But that kind of gets in the way of taking 6 months out of your life.
How long does it take people? Does it take six months or something?
It's like a six-month
thing. Yeah, I think like 4 to 6 months.
So do you take a tent?
Or no, they have
coffee stands and motels.
Really?
No, they don't have motels. But they
USB
have
USB charging ports.
They have the Forest Service has or it's the Appalachian Mountain Society or Trail Society. But they have cabins that you can stay in along the way.
Yeah. So do you pay to hike the trail?
Yes. I think there's a fee or something involved. But you're supposed to be able to make it for more than a day without needing to have them come rescue
right.
you.
Yeah,
this woman.
Yeah.
And so it's...
And you got to, pack out food.
Right.
LB. I mean, it's right. Because there's places where there's no cabin.
You need food.
Yeah.
You need your selfie stick.
Right.
Because you got to be on Instagram. You need your Wi-Fi, your portable Wi-Fi.
Is there a Wi-Fi password along the trail? That's a good question, Greg.
You need makeup. She had to have her makeup with her. And well, I agree. I think that's. I mean, the poor people who have to trek in there like 5 hours to rescue.
Oh yeah,
her
forget about that.
How often does it must happen? A lot.
You think so?
I think there's a lot of people that have that bucket list type stuff that don't prepare properly.
Oh, yeah, because there's
to make a six-month journey.
Yeah. There's the prepared people, too, because you drink some kind of water or something, and then you get, like, the dysentery or something like that, and they get to come in and find you.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text that says, the fastest recorded time is 46 days.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Cardo.
It's like 2,500 miles.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's 2,100 plus miles.
Oh, my God.
And
I feel like the brawler would
do good.
That.
I'm
good.
Somebody did it in 46. You don't want to try that in 46 days?
Yeah, I'm all set with that.
That screams rabdo.
All right. Well,
quick update on the Sumner Tunnel. Thanks to Trooper Fitch from the Mass State Police. Overhyped truck All traffic stopped. The truck is stopped at the entrance to the Sumner Tunnel in East Boston. Expect heavy delays.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
So what? It did indeed, like,
it's
it was into
the thing.
Trucks can go through the Sumner, can't they?
Yeah, not over height ones, though, if someone's not paying attention. So or you get a dope that, you know, rents a U-Haul and doesn't look at the height all thing on the side. But I don't know if it's a...
Stay away from there.
1A is a truck route. It's a non-tunnel route.
I don't know. Is it? I don't know anything about that. Is that
I don't know.
I don't think tractor trailers are supposed to go in the tunnel.
Not certain size. I mean, I've seen trucks in there before, but not that.
All right. We got to go. The highlights of today's show will be available to you, including Danielle's feistiness as a part of the full show podcast. So you can hear hour one, hour two, hour three, hour four. If you missed anything in their entirety, when you download the full show podcast at WAAF.com. And up next, it's the Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock without any commercials. Right after, you get the next $1,000 hauler code word, which is coming up in moments. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.